You know when you truly give your heart away to Him. He is so faithful. He is so true to His Word. And when you truly lay your life down and you realize that your life is not your own, that you're here for a better purpose than yourself, that you walk through this life knowing it's not about you, but it's about what He wants in you and through you, the other lives that He wants to touch. Because when you have Him, it's okay with you. It's about the others out there that need you. So when you truly pour your heart out to Him and you ask Him, not my will, but your will be done, He begins to lay people on your heart to pray for. And He begins to wake you up in the night and He says, just come away with me. And I'll say, Lord, I don't know what you want me here for. Really, what can I do? But God, I'm just here, ready and willing to be used by you. Lord, is there anything that you want to say through me to speak those words out? To speak the words, Lord, to draw the people to come to know you. God, my life's too short. I don't have a whole lot of time to truly pour my life out and be used by you. But God, what time we do have here, help us to make the right choices to serve you and do the things that you want to do through us. Because God, whatever we would choose to do, it's worthless. But God, when we let you choose the things that you want to do and your kingdom come and your will be done, our lives have a purpose. Our lives had a great purpose. It's the will of God wanting to be poured out through us and draw these people, draw this city, draw this state and this universe. God, this whole world needs you. Though some don't think they do, Lord, they're so blinded. They're so blinded by the enemy that they cannot see you. But God, you can use us to say, God, tear down the walls. Tear down remove their blinders from their eyes that they might see. God, those people that I know, that I come in contact with, may they see you. May they see your light shining. God, in this dark world, Lord, may they see. And may they see the hope that's in us. God, that you can pour your life through us because you're all that matters, Jesus. You're all that we'll ever need, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you are becoming all that we long for. God, I thank you for your miraculous work that you're doing in our lives. I thank you for the great things. I thank you for the small things, Lord. God, you're seeking people. You say in your word, oh, that men would say, oh, that men would glorify you and thank you for your good works. Well, God, I thank you. I thank you for your good works. I thank you for your mercy to men. I thank you for your love for us, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we will lay down our lives and count them as nothing without you. But through you, Lord Jesus, our lives are worth something. They are worth great, great things to you, Jesus. So we just let you have your way, Lord, not just in this moment, but in every moment of our lives, Jesus. Help us to remember your presence, Lord. Help us to remember that we're not walking alone, that you're right there with us, wanting to work through us. So we thank you, Jesus, that your kingdom is coming. And your will is being done, Lord. We worship you today. We cast every care on you, Lord. We take your yoke, Jesus. Your burden is light, Jesus. We are not our own, Lord. We are more than conquerors through you, Christ Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Help us to be bold. Help us to be bold. Jesus, we worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
We
love you, Jesus. Give it all to you, Lord. Our lives are mine, Jesus.